702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Let's walk the talk.
It's 8:38 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. If you've just joined us, welcome to the program. This segment of the show is always dedicated to taking a look at what's happening in the arts, in the arts sector, in the creative industries. And today we're kickstarting that conversation by welcoming to the show the acting general manager of the Durban Film Mart. And I'm very glad to be finally having this conversation with Magdalene Reddy, who is the acting general manager of DFM. They do such incredibly important work. And we know that there's a wealth of filmmakers and producers and creatives that have so many ideas, so many stories to tell here at home, here in South Africa. And the opportunities, right? The opportunities, the time, the space to hone those skills don't necessarily come along every day. So it's really beautiful when you have a dedicated institution such as the Durban Film Mart, which is whose mandate is to be part of that journey. Whose mandate is to grow and mentor and facilitate the dreams, the aspirations, and the work of these filmmakers and producers as well. So what we're talking about is the 12th iteration of the Durban Film Mart. It was postponed, was meant to take place earlier in July, but because of the looting, the rioting, was then moved and postponed to the 13th, starting on the 13th of August. But cause for celebration that ultimately it is taking place. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Magdalene Reddy. Thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate having you on.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Magdalene, as I said, Durban Film Mart is in its 12th iteration, this is the 12th iteration of the Durban Film Mart. And I wonder, over the time of over this period of the Film Mart's work inception, how the mandate, its goals have been tweaked, have been refined, or even changed and grown?
So at the core, the Durban Film Mart is Africa's leading finance and co-production market. Our aim is to create partnerships and, like you said, further the development and production of film making on the continent. Mm. Over 12 years, we have seen filmmakers develop, filmmakers enter into international platforms, financiers internationally putting funds into African content. The annual Film Mart is an event that brings about visibility to African projects.
Yeah.
We facilitate the collaboration between African filmmakers and international filmmakers. We're looking to opportunities for co-production between local filmmakers and international filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
We also introduce new film projects to potential investors and partners, and the annual event, which is produced by the Durban Film Mart Institute, creates opportunities for delegates to network, because not everyone will be given the platform to pitch their project, but
yeah,
informally they can meet someone and pitch their project there. Running for 12 years, we've seen many projects come through our program that went on to big and small screens, feature at international festivals, win war awards.
Yeah.
At international festivals. Just to give you some examples, this year, in fact, we had four new documentaries featured at the Durban International Film Festival.
Mm,
and awesome. These were projects that came out of the Durban Film Mart. We've also had projects like the Kenyan documentary Softy, which premiered and won an award at Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
Rafiki was pitched at the Durban Film Mart and then went on to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
And we also had the film The Wound, which was pitched at the Durban Film Mart and was nominated for a Teddy at the Berlin International Film Festival.
Yeah.
So DFM is about creating and opening doors for African filmmakers.
Yeah. And very quickly, Magdalene, because I wanted to look at the DFM Access Program and, you know, what came out of that new incubator program. Mm-hmm. But just to underscore for us, because I don't think we as audiences have a real appreciation of, it's almost a miracle when a movie finally makes it onto the small screen, or a project of this nature makes it onto the big screen, because, or makes it to a festival like Sundance or the Berlin Film Festival, right? Because there's no step-by-step join the dots trajectory for filmmaking and for producing. So much depends on connections, networking, your ability to pitch, to sell yourself, to timing sometimes. you know, there's literally there's no straight path where, you know, you might study. If you want to become an accountant, you get the required results, you go to university, you study, and then you take certain board exams. It's not a straight shot when it comes to filmmaking. It really, really is a rigorous and hectic process.
Yeah, that's quite right. A very difficult and hard work for filmmakers. The DFM Access Program was a program that we created for filmmakers who are, or producers who are early in their career, who had not had the opportunity to go to international markets. And we provided them space to be mentored, understand the finance and filmmaking landscape, understand story development, what co-production means, how you can produce with international co-producers, and giving them an understanding of different treaties. So we basically took them through a 10-week process of mentorship. There were 22 projects, and each of these projects or filmmakers had they already had a film ready to go into the market, but they needed that assistance in how to access the market. So we had experts from the field work with them one-on-one mentoring. At the end of that 12-week period, they pitched their project to an independent panel, and three projects then eventually now were selected to be part of the Durban Film Mart. And the Durban Film Mart, like I mentioned, provides that space for now bringing internationals to meet the local filmmakers. So it's a big deal for these three film producers who now have been given an opportunity on an international space to pitch their project. But not just those three. I think the others who have gone through the project have been given some insights about how do you market to an international audience? Who is your target audience? These are some questions that producers need to be thinking when producing their film. And getting them to think about it at the very early stages is what our program was about. And we were very pleased with the outcomes of it.
And just if you could just elaborate on that, you know, you say you're very pleased with the outcomes of that. But, you know, what especially gets you excited about these young cohorts of South African and African filmmakers, right? Because quite often, as you say, you need to understand who your potential, your target market is, or your audience is. But it's a balancing act when it comes to who you'll ultimately partner with, financiers, distribution companies, all those things. But, you know, one gets a very strong sense that, you know, Gen Z's, millennials are incredibly brave in their storytelling and going where, you know, older generations were sometimes scared or circumspect to go.
Yeah, look, I think that what gets us excited is to see producers who are in their early career getting it. They get the concept, and when they take advantage of opportunities that are provided on the continent, and then they use those key learnings into their film. And when they come onto a platform and get introduced to an international market and go on to produce a film for us, that is that gets us really happy to know that we're making a difference in the lives of the filmmakers, that they are able to get funding for their projects. You know, the financial landscape is so difficult with COVID as well. You know, resources are being directed not so much to the arts,
sure,
but we're finding that once filmmakers are able to excel, they attract funders. They attract international funders, and we've seen over the years that many international markets are looking for African content. And African content that are produced by Africans, telling the African story. And this is what the Durban format is about. We want African stories told by Africans, taken to the world. And not just about international acclaim,
of
but,
course.
You know, there's lots of locals who want to see themselves on the screen. And they can identify with issues that are presented on our local screen instead of listening to issues that are coming from abroad. We want to connect. And when filmmakers get that right and connect with that audience, that for us is a huge achievement.
It absolutely is. And of course, there is that the financial and imperative and contribution that the creative arts and film do actually have in our economy. And I think we often don't focus on that if you're going to be sort of looking at the bottom line as well. But, you know, the creative arts and film needs, you know, this kind of investment if we're going to make a living, if we're going to thrive, quite frankly, not just make a living, if we're going to thrive and excel. Hi, Magdalene.
Hi, sorry, yeah. I lost you for a second.
So I'm saying the contributions of the film industries and the creative arts are often, you know, overlooked when it comes to what they do for our economy as a country. But ultimately, none of this is able to happen without, you know, the kind of investment and focus that you guys put towards the industries the way you do in with the Durban Film Art. Are you often called to you know, put things in black and white, or lay down or justify, I guess I'm going to use that phrase, you know, why we're so concerned and focused on the creative arts? And how do you do so when it comes to, you know, let's say, for instance, contribution to GDP, whatever that justification might be?
Well, we have had to justify ourselves to funders as to why they have to fund this program. So we've often had to show the results of the films that have been produced via the Durban format, the audiences that they have attracted. Our key funder is the Durban, the City of Durban, the Durban Film Office. And their input into the Durban format has shown how the local industry have grown, but also the not just towards filmmaking, but when we have a physical event, unfortunately this year is a virtual event.
Sure.
But when there's a physical event, the local services like hotels, transport, catering, those are also receiving income and adds to our GDP. So the filmmaking or the creative industries is not just about the art, but it's the related industries to that that feed the GDP and grow our local economy. Mm. I just want to go back, you know, to the Durban Film Mart itself. Our co-production market, we have these 20 to 30 projects that actually pitch to the financiers. And that pitching forum is very key to any filmmaker and how you pitch your project. And in this year's DFM, we have sessions on, for example, we're bringing Netflix, who's one of our partners, and they are coming on showing how filmmakers, how can you pitch to Netflix? Yeah. How can you access Netflix? Trace Studios is also one of our partners, and they are doing a session about distribution and different models for distribution. So these are elements that filmmakers need to understand so that their film can get attraction.
Magdalene Reddy, thank you so much for your time and all the best for this year's virtual event. That's the Durban Film Mart on from the 12th of August for all you young, up-and-coming, aspiring filmmakers.